This is episode 8 of season 9 from the Taboo Podcast Las Vegas, originating in Sin City, Las Vegas. Yes. You know what to expect here from the famous Taboo Podcast from Las Vegas. The title of this podcast episode is Why Men Hurt Men. Sit back, relax, and learn some taboo truths today in Why Men Hurt Men.
The subject of this podcast episode is Why Do Men Hurt Men? You have often asked yourself this question, I'm sure of that. Why men hurt men?
Yeah, you heard that correctly, the name of this podcast episode. It was written and produced by Madera D'Souza. Okay, so here we go. Let's talk about masculine men in cruel, perilous, and threatening situations. Male violence, men being taken advantage of and hurt or killed by men. Man-on-man bondage, it's heroes in danger and distress, and last but not least, sexualized pain that men want for themselves. These are all pretend, fake. Is that the right way to express this? Is this the correct way? I'm asking, but I think so. Yes. Well, it's all fictional men, not real men. Get what I'm saying here. Okay, the men are shown in images and stories controlling, hurting other men. This particular narrative approach is on my website named menhurtingmen.com. Menhurtingmen.com, the subject is all male peril, often called guys in distress, also known as men in distress or heroes in distress. Menhurtingmen.com digs so deep into same-sex feelings and sexual identification that men have with other men. Images and stories are patterned after the real-world behaviors of men. Lots of fun and excitement.
Menhurtingmen.com is a free experience for men like you. I presume you will find release if you go to menhurtingmen.com. So what do you think I mean when I use the word release? You gotta be kidding me, right? We all fucking know. Yeah, we do. We are 100% certain about what the word release means to us, one and all.
Let us now turn to why. Yeah, why? You want to know, why do men hurt men? Here are some reasons for you to think about. First and foremost reason is this. Men enjoy hurting other men. Yeah, there's a clear-cut enjoyment. One man hurts another man, and in so doing, he enjoys it. Who is the he to which I refer? Oh, I don't know. Perhaps the man who is hurting the other man. Yeah, he sure enjoys that. But wait, maybe the man getting hurt also enjoys getting hurt. Ever think about that? Yeah? A second reason why men hurt men is that as men, we are hardwired to hurt men. We cannot help our nature. We were born this way. We were born to hurt other men. It can be that fucking simple. We as men hurt other men because it is deep in our DNA. So simple an explanation. So fucking simple. So let me ask you this. Why do so-called civilized societies punish men who hurt men if it is in the very DNA that all men have? Yeah, what about that? Why punish something that is hardwired? Why punish something that is built into our DNA? Why? Who says we are morally qualified to make a determination that it is criminal for a man to hurt another man, especially if this man hurting man is hardwired? Are we seeking to punish our wiring? Think about that. Yeah, I mean it. Think about that. A third reason why men hurt men, it could be that there is sexual arousal that happens in viewing one man hurting another man. Let me repeat that, in case you missed it. It could be that there is sexual arousal that happens in viewing one man hurting another man. Oh fuck. Now we are in big, big trouble. We as men are sexually aroused when we view another man hurting some guy. We get hard. That experience of viewing another man hurting some guy gets us erect. No kidding, no kidding. And then what happens? We get erect. Then we get off. We release ourselves once we have gotten hard. Release. 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 That's the key word here. Release. Reason number 4 for why men hurt men. We feel superior. Yeah, you heard me. We feel superior to the other man that we are hurting. If I kick that man in the balls, I hurt him. Kicking that man in his balls makes me feel superior. I feel great. I feel so powerful. I kicked him in his balls. He doubled over. He is in testicular pain because of me. I did that. I feel superior. I feel powerful. I feel dominant because I kicked him in the balls. Think about the truth that all of us men enjoy viewing scenes of men getting kicked in the balls. That's it. So fucking simple. Reason number 5 for why men hurt men. We believe deep in our hearts that the other man whom we are hurting truly and totally deserves to be hurt by us. Yeah, you heard me. He deserved to be hurt. That's why I hurt him. He deserved it. I was the one who needed to teach that man a lesson. I taught him that he deserved to be hurt by me. Why? Because I am the better man. My manhood is greater than his. My cock is longer than his. Whatever. I am the better man. He deserved to be hurt by me. No other answer is necessary. Reason number 6. We are being totally true to ourselves, to our inner nature, whenever we as men hurt other men. Being true, being real. No fake nice guys here, just real truth. Real men doing what real men do. Real men hurt real men. Yeah, that is it. That's what all men must learn to accept. That is a core truth of core truths, man. Okay, let me share with you, before we're done here in this podcast episode, what kinds of good stuff you will find inside menhurtingmen.com. Are you ready? Who is the intended audience for all the good stuff that brings release? Men who enjoy viewing intense, uncensored images and reading stories about man-on-man domination, bondage, restraint and control, and consenting adult role-playing behaviors behind closed doors. The male characters you will see from Madeira de Souza are all fictional, and they are shown in images and stories as masculine men who are controlling and/or hurting other masculine men. Menhurtingmen.com. Specifics. We've got specifics for you. Yeah, we do. Menhurtingmen.com is a free website, open to the public. But wait, there's also a subscribers-only section. That's right. The subscribers-only section is extra special for guys like you. I'm talking about guys like you who want only the very best and most extreme stuff online. Subscribers get many compelling choices, all free of charge. That's what I said. Subscribers get these exciting titles free of charge, such titles as A Fish in Death Valley, generously illustrated tale from the original podcast of the same name. A young man is abducted by a drug gang seeking retribution. A showdown in the sun settles all scores in the searing summer heat of Death Valley. You can American Terrorist in Baghdad, early 2000s illustrated story based on the U.S. military mission in Iraq. You get Balls 2024. A compelling voyage through Madeira de Souza's original illustrations into fantasy fiction about testicular pain and pleasure. You get Defining Moments of Hangings, a richly illustrated study of men's hangings. You get The Masculinity Vault, a collection of several masculinity-themed PDFs. And you also get a very large group of Madeira de Souza-themed collections, including Ball Busting, Cowboys, Fables, Folklore and Mythology, The Male Death Fetish, The Massive Men of Color Collection, and the popular Torture of Men collection. Release. 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 That's the key word here. No purchase necessary, no obligation. You will find release. I promise you that.
You have heard the podcast episode, Why Men Hurt Men, from the Taboo podcast from Las Vegas. Written and produced by Madeira de Souza. Thank you for listening. You have heard episode 8 of season 9. Be sure to visit the companion website, menhurtingmen.com. That web address again is menhurtingmen.com.